on cub.tv, Faith Above Reason.
Yes, this is the work that should always be before our eyes. Our whole progress is in raising the sparks of the will to receive from Alchu to Bina to faith. If we are going forward correctly, then the desire of Malchut awakens in us, and we must always try as much as possible through the environment, which is the friends, the group, and the study, studying the words of Kabbalists. This way, we try to raise everything that is revealed in our will to receive, pulling us down. We are aware of it, that this is done deliberately. The Creator is increasing the evil inclination in us so that we will raise it up to the degree of Bina. That way we will attach, we will strengthen Bina with all of our desires that awaken in us. This is why, and there was evening and there was morning one day. This is how we will do it each time and each and every moment. It doesn't matter what state we're in. We need to be cautious about it, to see that this the highest state that may appear to us can also be as night, as darkness, and above it we can make an ascent, rise above reason. And this is how we determine what is night and what is day, and we can rise this way from each and every state we have. This is why everything depends on us, on what we determine to be the day, and maybe this night for us becomes night because we want a greater light, a day that will shine, will illuminate even more, a higher degree of Bina, and this is how we advance. So these matters of day and night are relative with respect to the person, and he determines when is day and when is night and how many days and nights he's going through in this way. The movement towards the Creator, coming closer to the Creator, can be only when we are in these two states. That is, night, day, specifically in such a way where first there is darkness, or there is no darkness, but we determine it to be darkness relative to the spiritual degree that we wish to come to. And then the present state is already as night for us, as darkness. And this is how we advance to the day. And as much as we shift with high frequency, rushing from evening and night to the morning, the day, this is how, with good pace, with speed, we can advance so that darkness will shine as light, that we shift, we elevate to above reason, to the degree of faith, all of these desires that appear in us in a negative form, in the form of reception. And each time, more and more, meaning each time greater desires are revealed, meaning we feel a deeper descent, and along with that, we reach a state where we feel a higher ascent. And this way, each time, so that the nights will be deeper, more dark, and the days will be more illuminating. And this way, we have to measure ourselves as much as the gap between the descent and the ascent will be greater and greater for us. However, we need to be in the middle, not belonging to the descent or to the ascent. We need to be in the middle to connect to ourselves, both the descent and the ascent, the darkness and the light, because darkness will shine as light. The darkness has to shine for us in that it brings us a will to receive disappointments, problems, confusions. However, we're happy about it because we realize that specifically from that, we will reach a greater intensity in our ascent to Binah. And that way, the greater the descent, the greater the ascent. And we, in the meanwhile, are constantly guarding ourselves to be in the middle line. And in this line, we constantly want to be connected to the Creator. As it says, yours is the day and yours is the night. That's not important for us. Rather, these two forces, these two means, we need to get them from both sides. And the most important for us is to rise between them, on the middle line, in between the two of them. And this is why we, being in the middle line, we build ourselves on the middle line. And these two forces, these two lines, right and left, reception and bestowal, we attribute them to the Creator. The Creator is doing that. He created for us the evil inclination, and He reveals it on the left line. He shines to us with the light of Torah called the right line, and we, from the two of them, when we specifically join the two of them, then we reach the middle line, which is our way to resemble the Creator. Our congruence, the place of our adhesion with the Creator, on the middle line. This is actually what we need to establish to ourselves in the meantime, so that each and every moment we will recognize ourselves in the middle line on top of the two opposite states that we are constantly going through. That's it. This is what is important for us. Except 44? Yes, Dudi.
I'd like to ask, after this powerful convention we went through, I feel some kind of fade. And the question is, do we need to constantly try and equalize ourselves to the previous state that there was and to constantly hold on to it, or to aim forward?
I am warning you not to look back. We have this example from the wife of Lot, from the Torah. This story,
Lot,
where Lot, he was a relative of Abraham. He wanted to stay and not to go in the direction of Israel, and he said, I'll stay here in Sodom. Sodom is a city that existed next to Yam HaMelach. And Abraham said, okay, if you want to stay, go ahead and stay here. And so what then? So Lot had a wife, and when they were about to leave, she turned and looked back at what they were leaving, and there were houses there and their business and everything. Allegorically, this is how the Torah is telling us that, meaning Lot's wife means the desire that exists in the person, and this desire looks at what it had before, And this is what is precious for it. This is what it is familiar with. This is what is good for it. It is, it knows these things and it wants to stay with that. It has an inclination towards that. It cannot disconnect itself from the previous state, and not being able to disconnect itself from the previous state, this is actually holding it, and it cannot go forward. This is what it says there, that she doesn't want to go forward. She was looking back, and they stayed in that city. Well, whatever the Torah tells us there. In short, they just stayed there. They didn't go forward on the path. You need to read this story. It's actually quite interesting. There are many details there about spiritual work, as usual, in the Torah, in an allegoric form. But you have many things there up to the... You have many things there up to the very last detail. What am I trying to say? That we must not look back at what we went through in the Congress. We must not. Whatever it was, if it was, it's done, it's dead, we're not going back to that. It doesn't matter what it was. Don't try to bring the situation back. Don't try to remember all of these details. It is forbidden for us. This is a reshimo, a record. It's a record we use already, and it's flawed already. We cannot yearn for it anymore. That's it. As it says, that he swallowed up the riches and vomited them. It's forbidden to be in that. We need to go forward. Forward where? About reason? To which state? A new one. Why can't I remember what I had before? Because this is already a record that I had done. I did something with it. I engaged with it. I corrected it to some extent as much as I was able to. More than that, no. The Creator will give us new states. I need to work on the new states. Only whatever awakens right now. And what was there yesterday, it's dead. It does not exist anymore. I'm not going there. I can only take the records as also with the declines, and we learn it from the Pratzufim, Galgalta Absag, this is on the way down. But we, in our ascent from below upwards, we specifically do not look back at all. Each moment that we went through, it is either corrected or corrupted, but it cannot be used anymore, as it says, and they shall be new in your eyes. I need to engage only in something new. That's it. Therefore, I saw people who even go back, they travel to places where we had some connection, some congress, some picnic, all kinds of things. There is no such thing to go there. You can't go back to pictures, images we had before, none of that. Everything you have to build anew. I recommend this to you, don't forget, and only relate to our walk in life in this way. Yes, Dudi.
Yesterday, with your recommendation, we did a summary.
A summary, that is something that's different.
We did look back, though.
Yes, but we need to learn from it and go forward. A summary is something that you do after the work in order to learn the good things, the bad things, where we'll be successful, where we'll be not successful. But all of this is for the next state. This is why it is called a summary. We summarize it, we seal it, cut it off, and with this summary we're going forward. But it's not that we want to go back.
So what's this flawed reshimo, this flawed record, if I look back to what was?
What are you doing it for?
In order to learn. You're saying to learn is a summary, but if I immerse into it, if I sink into it, then that's not good?
It's not good. And also taking the record from there, we need to learn what record, what impression from what we had, and go forward. Yes.
In relation to what do I measure myself? What is now faith above? In what do I need to measure myself now?
Everything that is revealed to me right now is as if I am born anew each day. It's as if I had nothing yesterday. I only know how to learn from yesterday, but if I relate correctly with faith above reason, then I will advance. That's it. Now, which record is revealed in me today? I look at it, and actually it's good. We look at it, we had such impressions, such connections, and today we have nothing. It's excellent that we have nothing. It's very good. This means that I now begin to take, I can take a new Rishimo, a new record that is revealed now, and it is dark, it's broken, it's incorrect, wrong, and I can start to work with this new Rishimo, this new record, in order to connect myself to the 10. What? Where is my 10? Wait a minute, I had a 10, now I don't have it, so I need to put them back together, so I see that I'm in a new state where I have nothing before me, it's all empty, and we have to build ourselves anew. This is the correct, good state for the new spiritual form.
So I'm reborn, and now nothing, and...
Yes, go build a group, build the 10, and start to look for what is our purpose, why, what for, etc. Start as if you were now born again, born anew in a new world, and you have nothing from yesterday. Besides the records, specifically the fact that I was successful yesterday, today I feel in the opposite form. I feel more darkness.
What does it mean to rebuild the group?
Connection, as if we didn't have any connection. Today, I don't feel the connection, I don't feel anything. I get up. Do I have friends? What is left of these friends? Just the covenant. The covenant, that's what I have left. So that I can start to connect with them again. We committed each and every time to start anew, each time to build from scratch the connection between us and to find in it each day, in this connection between us, find a new creator. This is how it is, as Rabbi Zusha says, that every day I have a new creator. Okay. Something else? And everything.
Yesterday, when we did the summary, then suddenly I felt how much I missed, how much I could exert more, give more towards connection, and suddenly it awakens like this feeling of.
So, when you bring light to the previous state, what you feel it for the future. There is none as wise as the experienced one. So now you can use it today, and you don't have to wait for the next Congress. You have a Congress each and every day, and you don't have to gather 5,000 people virtually. You can do it each and every day emotionally, spiritually. Not through the communication lines, but through your desires.
In a state of descent, is it good to remember the past in order to get greatness of the friends?
In a state of descent, the best is to annul before the friends. That is the safest means. PT 20.
Rav, תגיד בבקשה, לאיזה מקום דיברת?
Rav, please tell us, in to which place were you talking about in the convention? In what place did you direct your words? Because I didn't get a thing.
Congress, I'm intending, aiming for the place of the gathering, so that from all of our desires, we eventually connect in the central point, which is the point of connection of all of us. We feel it more or we feel less, this point, but this is the point that I had in mind. And also the Creator intends for this point, for the connection between all people. That is all. What else can I intend or aim for? PT 25.
Also, we did a convention summary in the 10, and although the inspiration in general is very high, there's a difference between friends. Some felt more, some felt less. And Rabash writes that you need to share the profits equally, the gains equally. How can we do so? If one feels more, then how can he distribute it equally so he won't feel he got more than the friends?
We cannot do this or even think about this. Now we have to think only about connection. We should feel ourselves as included in a common desire. This is the step that we have ahead of us. And to perform all kinds of intellectual calculations or emotional ones for the time being, well, it's premature. Even in the future, don't think that we will have that. We need to be in where we are right now. Maktu.
Доброе утро, учитель, товарищи. Вот мы учим, что мы все ощущаем.
Good morning, teacher, friends. We learn that we discover everything from the oppositeness. From your explanation now, I understand that I compare myself now to a previous state. Do I need to compare myself not to a future state?
If I imagine to myself a more exalted state than the present one, this is called yearning for the state of Bina, from Malchut to Bina. This is how we need to do it. But how can I envision to myself the degree of Bina? From where do I know it? From how do I know? So Kabbalists tell us, this is called faith above reason, where you are more connected with the friends than in the present state. That is the next degree, the next state. Try to envision it to yourself and to be included and actualize this state between you. That is all. Right. What are you saying?
When you started the lesson, you spoke about the fact that I rise in sanctity and my day needs to turn to night and rise. There's an excerpt in Rabash that he says you need to always add. I always feel that darkness doesn't come from me. It comes from outside and I need to overcome it to bring dayness, to bring the day.
That's true. But I make the night become the night and the night becomes the day. This is by me constantly being drawn forward to adhesion with the friends and to adhesion with the Creator inside of the friends. And I want to discover the state where we are all connected between us, so much so that in it I feel already that the Creator is about to be revealed more and more and more. This is what I'm yearning for. And when I, while yearning for this state, to discover the connection between us with such an intensity in the form of the Creator, the force of bestowal, a mutual force of bestowal between us, in which our spiritual higher root is revealed. When I yearn for this, I go through all kinds of different states, rejection, connection, yearning, indifference, all kinds of things. But I'm constantly yearning to be aimed towards the connection between us and the Creator inside of it. That's it.
So if I understand correctly, every state that I'm in, no matter what, I want to connect even more.
Yes.
Then everything will happen from there.
Yes. And then we signed a covenant for it. We agreed that we're going to help each other. So I look at myself, what state am I in? Not what do I feel in this state, but rather in each and every state. How much can I help the friends to be even more united with greater adhesion? And according to that, I testify to my state. I forget about myself and I'm immersed in them, like a mother taking care of the children. So it doesn't matter what she feels good or bad, but she has to get up and she has to take care of them and feed them and prepare them and do everything for them. And her own, the state of her own health, she doesn't quite care about it. What is important for her is how can she take care of them? This is how I need to see myself, right? From my malchut, how do I take care of all of my children, the group, the friends, so that they will all be connected, so that they will all be full, satisfied because I'm preparing them for a meeting with the Creator. They will all be clothed in a clothing of Hasadim, so there they can receive the illumination of Chokhmah. This is our daily work. And I don't look at myself. I am under restriction. Who am I? I'm only there in order to help them, support them, arrange them.
Can I ask another question?
Yes.
You said towards the end, when you spoke, that between the left line and the right line, I try and hold myself in the middle line. Also, a few days ago, we learned that the middle line comes from the Creator. So what does that mean?
That I yearn to be on the middle line, so that I'm personally not influenced by the right or the left. I just use them in order to detect the state which is between them, to prepare myself to feel the middle line, which is the Creator. From him it comes both the bad way seemingly and the bad way, the good way seemingly, but I want to yearn for him, for wholeness, and reach him. You will reach him.
Dear Rav, a question from our time. Should we follow the advice of the Kabbalists or should we develop them? Should we develop them?
The advice of Kabbalists is for us to develop ourselves up to the level where we will be able to implement the advice of the Kabbalists. By this, we will reach the right connection. Now we don't know what is the right connection. As a result, the result of the good, or the correct connection is the true, correct kli, which we put together from our broken pieces, from our egoistic desires, until they will come together, complete each other in some form, even the smallest one, 1 divided by 125 on the very first spiritual degree, and even at that degree, it would only be a third of this degree in the form of Ibu, conception, later on Yenika, Sakling, and Mohin. So the first degree, then Ibu, Yenika, Mohin on the second degree, and this is how we will advance. We have many states. So, only in the form of my concession towards the 10, only in the form that I want to support them, and my whole life is in that. I'm not thinking about myself, I'm thinking about how do I gather the group through my efforts. And in that, I keep myself, sustain myself. This is how we build spirituality.
Bulgaria 1.
Мы говорили о том, что
в
нашей мысли мы представляем, что более объединены в десятки.
We spoke that we in our thoughts we imagine the future state of additional connection. How can we pass on this state to humanity?
We need to explain to the whole of humanity, and first of all to ourselves, and we can talk about it in the ten, in the groups, that everything that is happening all over the world, on all levels, in the still, vegetative, the animate, and people, everything that is happening which is less than the ideal perfection is happening because we are not connected. And the more we will try to connect between us, we will discover that the world, on the one hand, will seem to us as more corrupted. On the other hand, it will take on a more corrected form, so much so that in this corrected form, we will start to feel a flow of a new life, not the way it is for us now. And the flow of this new life, this force that will clothe in reality, will be called the Creator. This is how He will be revealed. And this is why we have to explain to humanity that besides the general connection among everyone, we lack nothing. And nature, the Creator in Gematria, it's nature, it's the same. Nature is one of the names of the Creator. He deliberately gives us all of these corrupted states so that we will understand how much we have to correct ourselves and where we have to correct ourselves. And this is why, let's say now, when we have this pandemic, this virus, and we feel how much the world is becoming emptied of all of the good things, as if that it had. People are losing their, you know, workplaces. People are losing their various states, their abilities to profit, to succeed. We all feel that it's as if the world is disintegrating, falling apart. It is all in order for us to realize quicker that connection between us is the salvation. Nothing else can save us. Nothing else can assist us to reach a way to even provide ourselves with the ordinary life, but only according to the degree of our connection. And therefore, we now have these vaccinations. So now we have vaccinations. Seemingly there is hope that we will be healthy and once again we will be able to go out to work and have all kinds of different states. We will be able to start flying from one place to another. We will renew all of these connections between us. It is not going to happen. It is not going to happen. Eventually, humanity must, well, we together are now at the time of the Messiah, the very last stage of the correction of humanity. The last stage, meaning, well, it's a stage. It can take many years, but it is such years, it's such a stage, such a time where each and every moment we will discover how much we must have connection, either in a positive way or in a negative way. And therefore, we have to disseminate like we never had throughout history, including in recent years. This is why the wisdom of Kabbalah is becoming revealed to everyone. This is why we're going out to everyone and we're not afraid to tell about it. And from one day to the next, people need to realize that we have a method for the correction of the world, to bring the whole world to a safe, good state. Otherwise, it will not happen. This is why when we go out to disseminate today, we have to explain this. And for the world to see that what we're saying is true, it's correct. it will not be better. It's not going to be better unless to the extent that we will cause the world to be more connected, to bring different nations, different countries closer. It's not between the governments. You realize that in the governments, what they know is only how to divide everything up in order to stay, to control, at least each one of them in their place. This is why we have to realize that Apanas is only to disseminate the method of connection. We're all equal, we're all important, you don't have one who is more and one who is less. We are one humanity. We all belong to a single Kli, Adam Rishon, one soul, the upper force, the good who does good, called nature, or the Creator, is one for everyone. And this is why connection between us is the only thing that can bring us closer to that spiritual higher source of ours, and we will discover it, and then it will be good for us. That's all. This is why dissemination in our time is very important. We went through a connection in the Congress. Now let us take care of continuing the connection between us, but also disseminating the method of connection. Without that, humanity now in 2021, we will enter great troubles. We think that through this vaccination we can rid ourselves of all of the problems. We will not rid ourselves of anything. It will just become more clear to us that even though we have a vaccination, we are in trouble. This will be more, it will be more clear to us that, well, we're vaccinated. We're not even getting sick. Even those who were sick, they're becoming more healthy, but nothing is working for us. That is, we're advancing towards a greater recognition of evil. So the problem is not the virus. The problem is in our more internal virus. The recognition of evil must be more and more clear. This is what we're heading towards. And therefore, according to this, we need to disseminate and explain it more and more. And by that, we will shorten the path for the whole of humanity to get to know the bad and reach the good. Try.
Ita 4. Av, la nostra domanda è questa. Cosa accade in un momento di discesa e il nostro desiderio di ricevere?
The question is, what happens in the moment of descent? Does our will to receive become greater?
Well, we call it a descent by mistake. It's not a descent, it's an ascent on the left line. That is, an ascent in the corrupted desire, so that in the right line, we will position against it the force of bestowal, the force of reception, the force of bestowal, the force of reception, the force of bestowal. This is how we rise. The Creator shows us, He awakens within us a greater force of reception. This is called night. And each day starts with the night. And I must raise against it the force of bestowal, the day. And that way, night, day, night, day.
We talk about it all the time. The vaccine has arrived, seemingly, finally. What's Rav saying? Is a vaccine that was made in such a short time without knowing any of its future effects. Does Rav recommend to take the vaccine or not?
I am not a doctor. Don't ask me about that. There are rabbis who tell you what to do in your life. I tell you only what to do in your spiritual life. That's it. If you're asking me, please ask me only about where I understand something. But besides that, I do not get into any other domain. Who to get married with and what to do in life and what kinds of businesses should I open or close and other things. I don't get into all of these things, none of that. I am only some kind of a guide for spiritual life, for spiritual advancement. And also in a very restricted manner, only for my students. One who is not my student, I can't do anything for him because I give advice to people who want to rise in faith above reason, the force of bestowal above the force of reception. Those people are called Yehudim, unique people. They are unique individuals, they have a point in the heart, they have a yearning for the Creator, for the revelation of the Creator. So to these people, I can offer what to do. But all of the other people, I'm not talking to them, I can't offer to them what to do. Besides general things that connection will bring us to the good. Because by that we are in harmony with the whole general nature.
And the fact that now they're going to do a green passport or something for those who got the vaccine.
Yudalef, listen to me. I'm not going into some territory which is not mine. I don't want to say anything about it, not for it, not against it. That's it. If you ask me, am I going to get vaccinated or not? I'm not rushing to do it for the time being. But later on, who knows? If it needs to be done, I'll do it. The doctor was given permission to heal. And Rabash would go to the doctors meticulously. He would later follow up on what the doctors told him. This is something that I can say because I was next to him and I gave him medications from the doctors who recommended it and he would take them. But we need to see. Listen, I dwell within my own people. I need to try to be inside of the nation, of the people, with respect to these things, among the people. If this is customary among the people, I do it also. If it's not customary in the people, I don't do it. I don't follow arguments or, you know, all kinds of special groups or methods. Whatever the people usually do, do that. That is the approach that we should have, that the Kabbalists should have, and this is what I can recommend to you. That's it. Don't be outstanding, exceptional. And see how the people of Israel will behave. And what the people of Israel in general will do, this is how the Creator is aiming them, and you can also join that and be like that.
Yes, dear Rav, I wrote that you said that I want to make sure that the friends are constantly in the illumination of Chassadim and they will receive the illumination of Chokhmah. I want to do it in the lesson now.
Well, it's preferable to connect them together until your inclination towards connection will make it so that the light of Chassadim will fill up the desires between you, so you'll have a common desire. Each one of you is a single desire. Try to connect all of these desires with the intention to be together, be connected. Then it will be felt that among you, you have something that is tying you together, which is the light of Chassadim. At first it will be little, then more and more and more, until you will start to feel that it's like a cloud, like a field that is tying you together. Try to do that. And you will feel that this is what the Creator wants you to feel as a result of your connection. as much as your connection will be above your desires, you will feel this attitude more until you would start to discover there the force of connection, which is the Creator. PT 18.
If I'm now certain that I'm drilling a hole in this boat of my 10, I'm certain I can't justify anything. What can I do in that case?
I'll tell you what to do, but you should do it. Will you say, are you saying yes? Hanoch?
Yes.
Stop thinking and talking about yourself. That's all. Just that. Stop thinking about who am I, what am I, because for sure, by this you are the opposite of the Creator. So don't think. Don't start thinking, who am I, what am I, where am I, what am I doing, what will be with me. Stop. It's as if you do not exist. That's all. Not more than that. We have an agreement?
Haifa 3.
Does a person have the strength to separate the will to receive to the will to bestow?
Tachzor v'kasha.
Please repeat it.
Does a person have the ability to differentiate, to separate the will to receive and the will to bestow?
Each and every person has such an ability because no things are more in contrast than these two desires. The will to bestow always exists inside of someone. I want to bestow to him. The will to receive is in me. I want to give to myself. And you cannot be mistaken about it. Just think about where is your desire? Where is it aimed? This arrow, where is it pointing? And accordingly, you will realize what it is. Is it a will to receive or a will to bestow?
But there's nothing there to learn about the created being. The world of Atzilut is the world where was already created from the shattering of the vessels in the world of Nikudim, where in part of the Ak that belongs to its Malchut, it was formed. And that is why the world of Atzilut, it rose after the shattering, and it's built of those same vessels that are awakened from the shattering to resemble the Creator. And that's why the entire world of Atzilut is... they are vessels that can be good to the Creator. But for the time being, in these vessels... there are also many deficiencies that they don't truly have a created being in them, but only vessels that are awakened and that want to be similar to the Creator. In other words, there is a kind of process in the building of the world of Atzilut, that although it's in between the will to receive and the will to bestow, but there's no freedom of choice there. There isn't the shattering. There isn't the shattered Adam there. There are only the conditions there to absorb the vessels that will later on be raised to the world of Atzilut. In other words, the world of Atzilut, Atzilut comes from the word Etzlo, in him. These are the corrected states of the created beings that will come there, and that place will be prepared according to equivalence of form. It will be ready to include them, these created beings, where they will be in adhesion with the Creator. However, the world of Adam Kadmon is the world of Keter. Keter is detached from the created beings. And that's why he can't be more, but only the upper one. Only to the existence of the world of Atzilut. There's a lot to talk about here, but for the time being, that's the way it is.
Can I ask? I don't know if it's relevant, but the world of Atzilut is also called the world of correction. So how do we correct our desires?
The world of Atzilut is the world of correction because one that wants to correct himself raises oneself from the worlds of Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya through the Parsa, above the Parsa, to the world of Atzilut. And there, only in the ascent to the world of Atzilut, he can correct himself. To the level of being similar to the Creator. Like the example with the host and the guest. I don't want to receive everything. Let me think, how will I receive from you in order for me to be able to bestow upon you like you bestow upon me? I want to first measure in what way I receive, in what way I enjoy what you're inserting into me with your intention, with your attitude towards me. How can I also, from that, influence from my attitude to you? That's called make your desire as his desire.
Rav, according to what you said about receiving in order to bestow, when you want to bestow, simply, you contradict the Creator who also wants to bestow to you. So, receiving from Him in order to bestow is only when you're in adhesion with Him?
No, the connection that we attain by receiving from the Creator in order to bestow contentment to Him is true connection, because we live in the intention. I don't care how much I receive. The more I receive, the more I'll be able to bestow with it. So we're not really measuring whether we are receiving or giving, how much we receive, how much we give. The important thing is how much pleasure do I give the Creator, the host. This is what we're talking about. The calculation is only about this. Only.
Но этот расчет он возможен только в слиянии с ним, с товарищем.
But this calculation is only possible when there's dvikut.
Yes. My mom used to live in Canada. Rest in peace. And when I would visit North America, I'd go over to her.
And
she would prepare different things for me. And although I wasn't so hungry, nevertheless I would sit down and eat and tell her how good it is, how tasty. Because my desire was to delight my mom, to give her pleasures. And I'm sitting in Toronto, and I'm eating things that I used to eat 60, 70 years ago. And that's how it is. So am I receiving or bestowing? And mom looks at me and enjoys how much I receive and enjoy. And I look at her and she enjoys how much I receive and enjoy. And I enjoy also. Meaning each one is in the pleasure that he discovers in the other, not in himself. Although in order to delight the other, I need to also feel pleasure. So this way it works out that all the vessels are filled, but through the other. We, in this world, will reach complete fulfillment, pleasure, infinite pleasure. But when we transfer these pleasures through the entire world, through the Creator, and then we would feel how they come back to us and we enjoy them. We derive pleasure from that, and then the pleasure that returns to us will be, as we call it, pitarach tamim, 620 times larger, bigger.
It's as if I'm included in the friend, in the Creator, and in their desires.
Not for the time being, yes, but it's much more than you can imagine. You can read it several times. Maybe you'll understand a bit more. Systemically speaking, after Keter, and from Keter we get Chochma and Chasadim, Chochma and Bina. What comes out of them, two of them, as a result of Keter, they want to build themselves sort of a Keter, the image of Keter inside of them. And that's why they build Chochman Chasadim, build a common phase between them called Zeranpin. Which is the Or of Chasadim with the illumination of Chochma. Just as Keter emanated Chochma and Chasadim, they want to build between Chochma and Chasadim, seemingly the image of the Keter to be inside of them. But of course it comes from them, and that's why it's small, but to some extent it resembles the Keter that has everything. Except for the degree of the Creator. But it is included of Chochma and Chasadim, vessels of reception, vessels of bestowal. That's why the matter of Zeranpin, it is easier to depict it in this way. It's the image of the Creator inside the created.
Yes, dear Rav, question from Maitan. Do we need to transform all of our will to receive to the quality of bestowal in order to enter spirituality? Or there is a degree in it?
That will to receive that appears to a person right now, as much as it's revealed in him, he needs to aim it in order to bestow. Only to turn it from himself to the other, and then he enters spirituality. Only that will to receive that is then revealed. It's not the will to receive you have now, because now you have desires for various things, you're confused. This is what the Creator arranges for each and every person. The important thing is to aim ourselves toward the goal. So in the connection between us, inside the ten, I come to a state where that will to receive, with which I need to enter spirituality, is up there and receives the form of bestowal. That's how you get it from above. Don't worry about all the desires you have today. They're all corporeal, material, that exist in spirituality.
PD 30. Yes, about the example you gave about the host and the pleasures. If the food that the host gives is horrible, it's tasteless, it's really bad, and I'm suffering, am I supposed to suffer in order to give him pleasure?
You should get into it and then see. We'll talk later. Right now you're being smart. I can't even talk about it. Those are just words. As if, how can you even imagine it? You can say that the pleasures that are in order to bestow appear to me now as pleasures of that are horrible, because I need to bestow. I cannot enjoy bestowal. Of course, all the pleasures from bestowal seem horrific. How can I come to a state where I enjoy them? So I'll tell you how you will enjoy it. First of all, you need to reach love of friends. And to reach love of friends, you come by praying to the Creator for Him to give you love of friends. And then you'll try to bestow to them. And truly bestow to them as much as possible with a pure heart, without anything for himself, but only for the sake of the friends, and then you'll feel the pleasures in it. If you are undergoing restriction,
then the
pleasure from bestowal is pleasurable, but if you didn't go through restriction, the pleasure from bestowal is so bitter, you cannot bestow. For the time being, try to connect with the friends, full surrender. That's what you need. Later, you will be able to see where all your...
directed in Prina Dalet.
We'll repeat all those things. Gradually they'll get absorbed in your head and your heart. The important thing is to simply keep going. Since this is the source of the light through the study of the Ten Sefirot, if we yearn not for knowledge, but to come closer to the Creator in feeling, because these are His actions, then it influences us, it cleanses our will to receive from in order to receive, it brings it to in order to bestow. And that's why we learn.
Through the different websites.
What is there to add? The purpose of creation is love, not egoistic love, but a complete connection between all the created beings and between them and the Creator. This is called love. Love means that from my will to receive, I want to connect everyone together in order to fill them. So, relative to them, I want to be similar to the Creator. If I must reach equivalence of form with the Creator, adhesion in the Creator, I need to relate to all the creatures just as the Creator would. Seemingly, they are all my children, my most precious things. I connect everyone, I correct everyone, I fill everyone with everything I've got. This is the meaning of resembling the Creator. And through this action, I reach adhesion in the Creator. You understand what's ahead of us? A simple action. No one can say that he doesn't understand what it is. I must relate to all of humanity, to all the souls, all the parts of creation still vegetative and animate. I have to correct myself in such a way that I love them. Meaning I wish to connect them and fill them. And I myself, I only want to be as a pipeline to pass to them the force of correction, so they would be connected, and then the force of fulfillment, so it would be filled by the Creator, and by that I come to a state of realizing my soul. And this goes for each and every one. Each and every one. Well, let's read it.
Yes, so we're reading the document called the Rule of Love in the System of Adam Rishon, excerpt number 11 from letter number 66 by Rabash. The Creator has given us commandments between man and man, by which man accustoms himself to work in favor of his neighbor. By that he comes to a higher degree, to having the ability to work for the Creator as well. Otherwise, even though a person engages in Torah and mitzvot, he cannot engage for the Creator. It therefore follows that if he engages only in Torah and not in doing good, he cannot work in order to bestow, because he lacks the quality of love of others. It therefore follows that although he engages in Torah and mitzvot, if it is not for the Creator, it is as one who has no God. For if he truly had the sensation of godliness, he would certainly be engaging in order to bestow. But if he had engaged in doing good, then he would have the quality of others, by which he would also come to love the Creator, and would have the ability to observe Torah and mitzvot for the Creator. It turns out that a person should have the power and force to overcome his qualities, to turn them into being in favor of others. For by that, he will later be rewarded with working with those qualities for the Creator. Excerpt number 12 from the piece by Baal HaSulam. There is no other cure for humanity but to assume the commandment of providence to bestow upon others in order to bring contentment to the Creator in the measure of the two verses. The first is, love your friend as yourself, which is the attribute of the work itself. This means that the measure of work to bestow upon others for the happiness of society should be no less than the measure imprinted in man to care for his own needs. Moreover, he should put his fellow person's needs before his own, as it is written in the article Matan Torah. The other verse is, and you will love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. This is the goal that must be before everyone's eyes when laboring for one's friend's needs. This means that he labors and toils only to be liked by the Creator, as he said, and they do his will. Yes, Rav. We teach our students in the campus. We pass on a lot of knowledge, a lot of wisdom, a lot of things for their intellect, for their knowledge. There's always a problem to make this shift, to work with a 10, to work with a group, to reach love. For us, it's also difficult to understand and to explain what love is and why we need it. There's this intermediate step. How can we connect attaining wisdom and being connected to others, to the friends, to the work in the ten?
And that's what it's all about. That's a trick. You're right. I enjoy hearing this from you. This is a big problem. How can we explain it even to ourselves? We learn, we can talk about it to everyone, we can even tell ourselves about it, but we don't hear what we're telling ourselves. That the purpose of creation is to connect to everybody and feels everybody as you are now feeling yourself. And in this way, to come to a state where the Creator feels us, since only then he is truly filling us. And so how will we reach such desires, such qualities? I'm not missing any of those things. It's this thing is, I hate this thing. So wisdom of Kabbalah, Kabbalists explain to us that they've been through those things, and they explain that he who is greater than his friend is greater than his inclination is greater. They came to it through hate, difficult states, unbearable states. They can't tolerate one another. They want to kill one another. But in this way, they come to connection. The left appears, and the right, and then the midline. And you can't have one without the other. Otherwise, we, the created beings, would not make efforts to resemble the Creator. On the one hand, we completely opposite, include all the klipot, the hate, the worst, most horrible thoughts. A person who goes through the degrees to resemble the Creator must include inside of him everything that can exist in humans. You don't understand what it is and what kind of forms the Creator throws us into, and what thoughts and what actions even. He will obligate us not to feel ashamed. This is who I am. Not because I'm being insolent, but because I'm subjugating myself. And I'm willing to go through all those states, the worst possible states, that the whole world will ridicule me. And I'm willing to do it because I want to be adhered to the Creator. What does it mean to reach bestowal, to reach love of other? You understand, you have to do two. You have to have like a dual state. One is where you agree with all the shame and everything that may come your way from each and every one. There's no one worse in this world. Everyone points at you and say, look at this one. And you're not running away from it. You say, yes, this is me, and you have nothing with which to justify yourself. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, you do everything from this state, from the lowest, worst, lowly state. You do there in concealment, so nobody knows. You bestow and love to everyone. And they pour on you everything. That's how it is. And you feel those things. How humiliated you are, ridiculed, but by that, from that state, you love everyone and you want only the good for them. This is correction. Try to demonstrate it in the group. Towards you. There are more things here. I don't want to disperse.
If you'd like this, an excerpt of what you talked about out of the matter of honor from Shamati. The matter of honor strikes the body to stop. That's why it incapacitates the soul. All the righteous people who have honor, it's like a punishment for them. But the great righteous people, when the Creator wants them not to lose by being published as righteous people, then the Creator guards them not to receive honor. And that's in order not to harm their soul. That's why, to the extent that they do have honor on the one hand, they have people who slander them on the other side, and they despise them and humiliate them, so that this righteous person will have an equal measure of honor and disgrace.
By that, a person is being guarded. Otherwise, he cannot protect himself from honor. What can you do? We're all created beings. That's how the Creator is looking after us.
There's a question, how can you act when you're so humiliated? Well, doesn't it take out all your strength to do work?
To the extent he ascribes himself to the Creator, he says, I have no choice, I'm delivering myself to the powers of the Creator, to that extent he is saved. This is a great help. He just reveals love. And it's love of the Creator to him. This is good study.
It's actually scary.
Well, it's scary. So what? You go through it. Even as I walk in the valley of the shadow of death,
sorry, in this new state, we come to understand that it is only worth investing in the 10, as that's where the correction is made. Our question is, what's the connection between our inner work in the 10 and humanity as our external vessel? Who determines what in this yearning towards love of others?
We need to come to a state where between us there is love inside the group. Until the Creator is revealed as the source of love and He dwells in us. Together with that, we wish to project to the whole world the method of connection. Not as it is for us, just to a small extent. But it's good in order to succeed in this world against the pandemic and other such things. It's good for your health, for the family, for kids. Everybody needs to be connected. Nothing, there's nothing else in this world where we're all equipped with weapons and nuclear bombs. There's no other way but to connect. We have to reach connection, equivalence. Even the paths of love, maybe not love, but a good connection. But there's no, since there's no way to resolve it, you understand? If Russia, China, America begin to make many calculations, the whole world simply shuts itself down and it's going to be dead for how many, who knows how long. Baal Sulam writes about the Third World War and the Fourth. According to nature, there's room for that. But on the other hand, we understand that if there will be a Third World War, it will certainly be with nuclear bombs. That's what Baal Salam writes. And what will be left afterwards and in what way? It's hard to say, but the Creator has time. So, a few additional millennia will pass over us until we will recuperate and start to pick ourselves up. Who will start to rise again? Other maybe forms, maybe not humans, but who knows what will emerge after all these bombs. And the world will revolve again. The Creator has no time. We are out of time. And that's the problem. We don't understand how time, motion, and space changes in us is not taking those into consideration. It's taking it into consideration only the condition that we wish to rise above those changes in time, space, and motion in the world to bestow. But in the world to receive, there's no calculations like that. So let us try to come closer to one another, to be incorporated in one another in order to reach a state where the Creator can dwell in us. They'll have the space to simply show Himself to the creatures. This is the answer to all of our problems, all of our troubles, and He's inviting us, using the help of this virus and other states that He is now passing over us. We are moving towards a state where we'll begin to understand that there is no work for everyone, and there shouldn't be. There's nothing better for a person than to live a quiet life and correct the relationship with the other. That's it. The more we'll be able to connect between us, and the form of connection will resemble the Creator, that's what will be good to us, for us. Otherwise, again, we'll enter such states that will be extremely bad, and we'll need to learn from them about any and all the states. I don't want to tell you what was the state of the earth and what was here before we discovered humanity that appears to us in its current form. What other forms, perhaps, before our civilization, there were other civilizations that used to exist. We'll talk about it one day. We have a very special form, a wonderful opportunity to finish with this. And in our connection, to discover the force of bestowal that corrects all of nature. This is what's ahead of us. Let's try to do it. And we'll make room